Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, unless you have occasion to use one, you probably haven't given much thought to the sick bags on planes. But they still remain as a ubiquitous feature of air travel, so much so that some people avidly collect them. Elizabeth McCafferty is a journalist, filmmaker and the author of a book about this curious world called Sicko. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Hello, afternoon.
Now, first, I suppose you better tell us the story about Trevor and what brought you into all this.
So, yeah, I was filming a documentary about Trevor. He actually has a support group called Ask Trev, where there's basically a bunch of people called Trevor. And if you have a question, you can ask it to a Trevor and then a Trevor will help you out. So it's kind of quirky anyway.
Okay.
And while we were making this film about his support group, he bought out his collection of sick bags on the lunch break. And I couldn't get it out of my head, even though I was absolutely supposed to be focusing on the documentary. I just kept thinking how mad this was that he has this collection of sort of objects that most people would completely discard or be sickened to, and why would he collecting them?
There's a story behind that, though, a kind of a tragic story behind that as to why he started.
Yeah, so he started collecting the bags because his boss unfortunately died at work of a brain aneurysm, and as he was clearing out the office of his boss, he found a huge collection of sick bags from sort of every trip they'd ever gone on and things like that, and he decided to carry on the bags in his honour, really.
Yeah, and so he kept collecting the sick bags.
He just kept collecting from 2019 was his last bag, and then they go as early as the 80s. So decades of collecting sick bags, essentially.
Yeah, but Trevor travels a fair bit, as I understand it. So he was collecting them on his travels, was he? Or is there a kind of a sick bag, you know, Etsy, where you buy sick bags?
No, they are all personally collected by him, which is pretty impressive because he has hundreds. And he was a paper mill engineer. He'd fix them and things like that. And he actually said that probably a lot of the paper mills that were producing paper had actually made the sick bags in the first place. So that was quite a good loop there.
Yes. So, and now, actually, we could probably do a separate item on Trevor because he sounds like a fascinating character. There's lots of aspects to him. So obviously you couldn't get sick bags out of your head. Who couldn't? So when you decided to write a book, was there that you had a particular working model to work with Trevor to put this book together?
Yeah, so I went down to Torquay to visit him and basically spent a couple of days just archiving in person as much as I possibly could get through. And then we tried to get stories from every single trip he could possibly remember relating to the sick bags and sort of writing them as sort of diary entries. So every single sick bag has a diary entry attached to it within the book. And then I've written about Trevor and his life, which is all typed by hand on a vintage typewriter because I really wanted to keep the analog sort of design aspect. And then all of his stories are written by hand. And then a lot of the book I had to finish back in London and sort of left Torquay to do it, but tried to do it with Trevor face-to-face really as much as possible.
So you're kind of sitting opposite Trevor with a huge pile of sick bags and you're kind of holding them up one by one. Do you recognise this sick bag kind of thing?
Literally just going, right, what have you got? Get it out. And then just said, right, let's go for it. And then every single bag was, right, what do you remember from this? What do you remember the era? Then we start putting them in the category of the dates. Some of them he thought, oh, right, I can't remember that one, put it to the side. Then we had a separate pile for Peter, his boss's collection. And then eventually went back to the ones he couldn't remember. And then suddenly the floodgates had opened and his memory just sort of meant he could suddenly remember things again. Sometimes I'd go back to London and then he'd ring and say, oh, I've just remembered this story, and we'd add it in. So it was definitely a memory test.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. And like, some of these memories are extraordinary. One of them prompted a memory where he first saw a dog on the menu of in an airplane.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Yeah, He does have some of the stories. I always joke with him because a lot of the stories, I think, God, if anyone told me that, I would not believe it. But they always check out. Yeah. So he's always got kind of crazy stories that end up absolutely not making any sense at all, but they are real. And that's what's kind of so brilliant about the book, because a lot of it doesn't make sense why you'd collect something you'd throw away, but he somehow makes it really beautiful and sentimental. So,
and did he have, were there any instances when he'd actually had to use sick bags himself?
Yeah, he did say that he got really severe food poisoning in Mumbai and spent the entire time throwing up in the airport and on the plane. And it got to the point, I think, where everyone had to pass their sick bags to him on the plane because they'd started running out. So those ones didn't make the book.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. One would have thought. And his and your appreciation of them, were, you know, back in the day, did a lot of thought and creativity go into the design of sick bags?
Yeah, hugely. And what's really sad now is that no one really does it anymore. So they're all kind of plain white and non-branded. But back in the day, even Kodak did a collaboration where you could either use the sick bag on the way to your holiday. And if you didn't use it, you could use it as a photo developing bag on the way back instead and send off your film to get processed in that sick bag. So they kind of went really multifunctional and creative with it, and they just don't do it anymore, which is so sad. But every single bag had real meticulous design, and people had really thought through it. And that's what's quite exciting now. And also a lot of the airlines don't even exist. So they're kind of become real collector's items.
Yeah. And you know, would they have adverts? Would they do, you know, kind of, you know, the way like Happy Meal changes every time there's a new movie coming out? Would sick bags do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. So there was the Star Wars video game in 2005. Believe it's Return of the Sith, off the top of my head. And they did an entire campaign onto a sick bag that was with, was it British Airways or Emirates? And we actually got it in front of me right now. I'm just trying to get it up for you. Oh, Virgin Atlantic, Revenge of the Sith, the video game, Boxing Day 2005, that was collected. And me and my friends laughed, actually, because they had the light side, which was the left side of the plane, and the dark side on the right side of the plane. And they'd kind of done a whole demonstration of where what your seat was where you sat on the light and the dark side. And it was a whole campaign that they massively thought about, which I loved.
That's brilliant. And all the sick bags, are they more or less the same shape and made from the same material?
A lot of them are paper, but you'd get some really clever ones which were literally like plastic bags with drawstrings. And some of them even was plastic bag with a drawstring that you would then put into a paper bag and tie it up. And okay. Some of them have instructions on how you tie your bag up and things like that. So extra detail.
And did he have any in his collection that were transparent? I just wondered, maybe, you know, we didn't think that one through.
Yeah, that did make me think. No one thought that was like a good idea, which is probably a good thing, to be honest. Yes.
Do all airlines still have sick bags?
Most have a white bag of some sort, but no branding, I'd say. I really haven't noticed branding for a long time, but I kind of want to petition to bring it back, because it's quite, it makes the journey fun, you know, reading whatever someone's come up with on the way.
Yeah, it just strikes me that perhaps people are more used to air travel, so they don't get as sick as often, so there's probably less of a demand for them.
I think so. I mean, some of Trevor's craziest stories definitely came from the 80s, where you could still smoke on planes, and sometimes turbulence was so bad that the air hostesses would fall over mid-flight while trying to serve you coffee. And I think we're probably quite lucky that we're not really in that anymore, which does make me think, I'm sure people are a lot less sick. And also, what flew through my mind was alcohol, you know, was more readily available on flights back then. Mm. And it does make me wonder how much that exacerbated people's need for the sick bags, to be honest.
I think we all know the answer to that question, yeah. Actually, Elizabeth. And so obviously, when you'd completed this book, were publishers, you know, a book about sick bags, publishers were lining up around the block?
Well, I'll be completely honest. I get weird ideas into my head as a filmmaker and journalist, and some of them are not as, you know, exciting to others as they are to me. So I didn't even bother to pitch this one. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to print off, you know, 10 books and just make it a little passion project. And that's that. And then for some reason, other people are just as excited about sick bags as me. And I've ended up selling out about four times and having to print new books. And it's all kind of got a bit more out of control than I was expecting it to be honest. Yeah, well, so maybe I should have published it properly.
Well, it's a massive nostalgia thing, I would have thought. Because a lot of people would remember sick bags or remember something particular about a sick bag, you know, apart from getting sick in it, of course.
Well, I really, so someone, I keep getting emails actually from people saying, oh, this has brought back a lot. And I really loved one that I got 2 days ago from a guy in, I think it was America or Australia. And he said that he would travel a lot for work and he'd always bring his daughter back a little gift from wherever he traveled from. And as a joke, he'd always wrap the present in the sick bag from his flight and then give her the sick bag with the present inside it. And that made me laugh. And he's bought two copies, one for his daughter and one for him as a nostalgia thing, which I absolutely loved. So I'm sort of now getting ideas for new stories that I'm finding out of these sick bags.
Okay. That's weirdly adorable.
I kind of love that. Yeah, I thought that was really funny. I liked it a lot.
Have you ever had to use a sick bag, Elizabeth?
So I did have to use it once, and it's actually in a really embarrassing way because it was only a flight from London to Berlin and I still managed to get motion sick on the journey.
Oh, no, but it was a very bumpy
really
flight.
Bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it was the turbulence, Elizabeth, not the drugs trolley.
Not the alcohol. Yeah. And the I couldn't get off the plane for half an hour after it landed because I was so sick. And got to the point the pilot even came out to shake my hands to apologise.
Oh, dear. Yeah, but that's very sweet. Once you've used your sick bag, like, does one of the staff come and just, like, wearing gloves, come and, you know, pluck it from your hands and then takes it away someplace?
Yeah, I'll be honest. The air hostesses are very discreet and lovely about it. I will give them their credit. They're very... It's very lovely, really. They don't make it, you know, they're not wafting it through the whole plane. They just sort of take it and leave you to it.
Okay. There's
nice.
No like sick bag on the way.
Yeah, there's not like hazmat suits being, yes. You know, seven hazmat suits being coming to greet you. So it's quite nice.
Elizabeth, lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much for doing so. You can buy Sicko at ElizabethMcCafferty.com. That's the name of the book. Elizabeth, thanks a million.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.